6:32. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Housing Authority. It's April 3rd, 2025, and it's now 6:32. I'll call this meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. I'll call the roll. Bob Lisi?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I am here. We have a full house, a quorum, and we can move on. Additions, deletions, and corrections. I don't have any. Does anyone?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Palmer. How are you?
Hi.
So what would you like to say?
I wanted to know the status of the testing.
Okay, we're going to get to that. And I'll let you ask questions when we get there. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Yes, I wanted to know, the Khaled came by last week with redetermination and for the leases. And I wanted to know how come they are doing them early.
They're not being done early. They're being done later than usual. I'm trying to catch up on everything that the last manager has left behind.
No, the reason I'm asking was because I signed mine September 1st. That would be 2 years ago this coming September. And that's like 5-6 months early. So I wondered, is this going to be like one year?
No, going forward, this is going to be the timeline.
Or is that going to be for 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, your letter didn't say, in other words, when does the lease expire and when does this start?
And that'll all be explained at your redetermination meeting.
Do you have
okay,
a date?
He gave me the 11th. I don't have all my papers in. He said to call him, when I got stuff, but usually they give you a month to get it. So I just wish that I had known about it sooner. It takes time getting all this stuff.
Which is why you were told to give me a call if the date doesn't work for you.
Right.
Awesome.
One more thing. When Khaled came by last Thursday, I asked him to come in because I was disturbed about this and I wanted to let him know. The two people that weren't supposed to be next door at number 8, after 10 months, they finally moved out. Must have been at least three, four carloads. And there was a motorbike that they took out. And a gas can I got with a big lug nozzle. And that's awful. I mean, I knew the motorbike had gone the day before, but, I mean, that's very dangerous, And a new couple that has been there before has moved in. So, and the car has been out there for 2 weeks and he was washing the car with your water. It must have been 5 pails of water. And then they were throwing out my God furniture over in the dumpster area. I saw them doing this. I just couldn't get over it. Now, isn't that against your policy to throw any type of furniture, stuff like that, by the dumpsters?
Yes, it is.
All.
Yes.
Did you tell anybody? Joyce, did you call and speak to someone at the housing authority office? Because
no, she did not. The first time I'm hearing of it.
Okay, because some.
But I was aware of the trash, and the trash has been removed. So I don't understand why it's still an issue.
When Colin came by last Thursday, I told him about it. They had just moved out one day or two, but I mean, then there was still furniture up there. And I talked to another tenant. She saw stuff up at the other place and there were a tall lamp up there. I wrote the license plate down,
but it has been removed.
I guess by last night it was gone.
To me, that's pretty fast.
Thank
well,
you.
I don't know. I thought that the dump people took it. I don't know. Or the maintenance people had to cart it away. I don't know. But I never saw it so piled high, even with trash bags. I mean, it was, you know, two people move out and two people move in. But I don't know. It's a shame nobody or your social worker, somebody doesn't go over there and just tell the occupant that you can't have people living there. I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, the important thing is that they're gone. We took the action that we needed to take, and they're gone. Sometimes things in the court move slow, and we don't have control over that. But the important thing is that the necessary actions were taken, and they're gone. And if you see extra piles in that you know are not appropriate in the garbage, you let Khalid know, or let you can even talk to your resident service coordinator, Autumn. You know, you can tell her when there are things that are problematic.
Well, this is another thing, Linda. The social worker, I noticed you go by your schedule. She sends the letter around. She has only spent an hour a week at CC Manor ever since she took over.
Well, that is not true. Autumn has a full schedule. You know, and she goes when people don't show up. She uses her time elsewhere. She also has on the newsletter that she asks people to call in if they'll be coming so she can spend the time there. So it's not true that she doesn't spend the full allotted of time there. I will say that.
No, well, I mean, the paperwork just shows ever since you hired her that she put on the, you know, calendar like an hour a week at CC Manor, and she's more over at the other place. And I thought you said, Linda, that you wanted her to split up, you know, like 6 hours.
Well, I'm holding the newsletter right here. She has two designated hours at every site during the week. And she also has here that says give her a phone call for any specific meetings you would like to set up. So that is actually not true, Ms. Palmer.
Well, you know, I have the newsletters too, Colin. I'm just going by what Linda said.
Right at the bottom,
I mean,
where it says 12 to 2, right at the bottom of the first page? So that
no,
would
I
be
don't.
You know, one of the things, actually, that I've been told is that not many people come at CC. So I was there meeting with somebody in the in your community room, and she was sitting there by herself for the longest
time.
She was still there when I left.
Yeah.
So. I mean, if people are not using her, then I can sort of see why maybe she doesn't spend all the time. Because if you need her, or anybody at CC needs her, they can always call her and schedule an appointment with her. It
well, I noticed that
the
new newsletter said that she's says to call for an appointment. The new newsletter, that's what it said. Appointments only for CC and Lakeview.
You don't see at the bottom where she has the two hours for each site, because I'm also holding the newsletter.
I don't see it. I don't have to get it out. Look at it again.
Okay.
But
yeah, double check it
and
check it out.
Well, I would think the only way you can see her is actually to make an appointment whenever
she's
here.
No, like I said, for the third time now, there's 2 hours at every site that she designates a week.
Okay.
Ms. Palmer, look at your paper, and if that's not correct, call me tomorrow and we'll discuss it. I don't have I don't ask for copies of the newsletter, so I don't see them.
Yeah.
But I know that it's kind of futile. If you schedule 2 hours, she's tried activities, she's tried a lot of things. And for some reason the folks at CC and the folks at Lakeview don't seem to participate. So you can't make people come and do things with her that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
So we'll check the newsletter, and if the times are as you say, we'll change them and say by appointment only, because I thought if she was there, people would come, but if people don't, then I can't make you all go. I can't make you participate.
Yeah, you have to read the newsletter, too. You don't know who's even reading the letter. I read the letter. Some people, maybe they don't even read them.
Well, if they don't, I can't do anything about that.
I know.
That's their prerogative. But I understood that she went and pretty much introduced herself at every site when she started. Khalid, was that not true?
No, that's true. We both walked the sites together to hand out that first initial newsletter.
Okay.
All right. If you need her, and then just call her and schedule an appointment. If that's problematic, you let me know.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you want to speak about?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none, I close public portion and we'll move on to approval of minutes, which we don't have any at this point. So we'll go down to 7, old business. A is monthly update for Maria Stout, Imagineers. Maria, I believe you're on.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
There's really no new update. You know, we still have not gotten any of the funding notices for 2025 from HUD. The expectation is that they will be issuing those funding notices around May 14th. So then at that point,
okay,
we'll know what the budget authority is going to be. We're expecting that it's going to be the same as in 2024, and therefore, because Derby Housing Authority wasn't a deficit, it was in a shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
Percentages have gotten a little bit better, but we're still projected to be in a little bit of a shortfall toward the end of the year. So right now the reserves are trending for the end of the year at minus mm-hmm. 77,000. So we won't be issuing vouchers anytime soon, is what it kind of like boils down to. You know, we were able
to. Have we? Go ahead.
No, you know, we're doing all of the cost saving measures and not issuing the vouchers, not absorbing, you know, folks. But right now it's kind of like at a standstill. So we're just anticipating that the May 14th letter shows that perhaps there would be a little bit of an increase, but worst case scenario that we would be funded at the same level of 2024.
Okay, understood. And no one is hearing anything from the federal government about the president and any changes that he might be making. I know that he's looking at every department really closely.
Yes. There, you know, from what we're hearing, you know, the goal is not to remove people from the program. And the housing assistance payment was not going to be touched, you know, possibility of some of the other types of programs, grants, and perhaps CBDG funds. But so far, the housing assistance, the Housing Choice Voucher Program is untouched. We have not lost any of our HUD representatives here. I'm not aware of at all. And, you know, in other parts, you know, there's been some resignations. There's been a few people that have been let go in their posts. But so far in our Hartford local HUD office, you know, the representative, Jennifer Gottlieb, is still there. Suzanne Piancentini is still there. You know, I can't pronounce her name. Keon, I think it is. And maybe Colin, you could pronounce it better than myself here, but she continues to be the HUD rep for the Derby. Yeah. Keon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because there's a lot of other programs that are getting cut.
Yes. And
we would like a little bit more money, you know. But if we don't get it, we don't get it.
Correct.
Anybody have questions for Maria?
Well, fine. Thanks.
Okay. No, fine.
Thank you. All right, then.
Thanks, hey, Maria.
I will
so
sign
much.
Off.
Thank you.
Okay. Great
Thanks,
evening,
Maria.
Everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll move on to item B, which is update on the radon asbestos remediation at CC Manor. I think, Khalid, you can speak on that a bit.
Sure. So we finally got all of our holes drilled for the testing. There was a mix-up with the technician who was drilling the hole, so we had to come back. But the drilling is done. We're set up with the radon testers to come and do their airflow test Monday around 11, and then we will have our updated numbers. I've also been in contact with Mr. Brian Sirwich, so that when we have the numbers, we can go through and immediately plan the remediation and finally get this buttoned up.
Good, good.
Colin,
I'm sure everybody will be.
Yeah, Colin, what's the turnaround time on those testers? Did they tell you?
I believe that after the radon test is done for the airflow, that we are ready to start the remediation. That's how I understand it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion on that topic?
No.
Okay.
Nice to get the results.
It'll be very nice to get the results.
Yes.
Ongoing for a while.
For sure. Update on structural repairs at Guardiana Terrace. So I called, it's something above.
A cut above construction or something above?
Yeah, I think it's a cut above.
Yeah, it is.
They're waiting for they want to coordinate sending someone down to us to sign the contract and pick up the $21,000 check. So, Khalid, when you tell me you're ready for Bob and I to sign the check, then I'll have them come once the check is signed. They'll bring
the contract?
The contract, and I'll come over and sign it.
All right, that sounds great. We can have. I'll probably have the checks ready. I wanted to have them ready for tomorrow, but Monday or Tuesday, and I'll text you both.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's 50%, correct?
Correct. That's what he asked for.
All right. Good. Well, that's good. Get it going.
Yeah.
That's very important. So I'm glad that we're finally getting that done as well.
And it's good that it's getting a little warmer too, because I know they didn't want to do it when it was freezing.
Right.
so this is, it's getting better, the weather anyway. We hope it's dry. Update on prices for roof repair at Steiger Terrace. Khalid, I know last time we talked, you had one.
Yes. So I have two proposals. One for $3,600 and one for $3,370. Basically, what's going on for the roof at Lakeview, eventually the entire, all of our properties are getting very old. So eventually the entire roof is going to have to be changed. But right now, what one of the maintenance men saw was that when it rains, it's coming down onto, it's like sliding down the walls and coming down onto the first floor as well. So we want to get that patched up before it starts going into any units or anything like that. So I can have you guys, I'm sorry?
What building is this? Or is it?
This is, I'm so sorry. This is at Lakeview. This is Guardiana.
Lakeview, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and is that the community room?
No, it's at the back of the back left of the building. So around units 6, and then above it is 21. So in that corner of the building.
Okay.
So I can send you guys copies of these proposals, and I say we just go with the cheaper option at this point, since we're going to have to get more work
right
there eventually.
Yep.
And we also have that pretty penny coming out for the structural issues at Lakeview as well.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
They're both basically proposing to do the same thing.
Yes, I have a breakdown of all the things. I can get you guys both of these, but I say we go with the preferred roofing over the other one I have.
It doesn't seem like it's just a patch.
Yeah, pretty much a patchwork and putting down new, what is this, water ice barriers. I guess that's the layer with the shingles and the plywood.
Oh, okay. Okay. At some point, I think it would behoove us to, again, ask to speak with Ramsey's and see if there's any monies available, any grants or any loans that we can take from CHOPA. Because you're right. I mean, I've been on the Housing Authority Board, I want to say, since 1915, maybe? I'm sorry, 2015.
Whoa, Linda.
True confessions here. 2015. And people were asking for new roofs and windows and things like that then.
Yeah.
So
I was there when the preferred roofing contractor and contracting was there. And he said, you're going to have to change all this eventually. So that's why I was like, let's go with the cheaper one. And then, because, yeah, that whole thing's got to get changed eventually, but not right now.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So I'll make a motion that we use preferred roofing at a cost of $3,370.
Second.
The second?
Second.
Thank Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. So call preferred roofing and tell them they have the job.
Awesome.
Okay. New business. I have discussion and possible action on roof repair, but we had actually talked about that already. There's been no other roof repair, correct?
No, it was for Lakeview, so that's it.
That's good.
Okay. So there, I have no new business. Khalid, it's yours then.
I have a new business. So we've been having this a slight extreme plumbing issue at Steiger.
that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's okay. And I had Frank Pepe.
Right. Yep.
Yes, construction and plumbing company come out and take a look at it. They were able to, I talked to him again today just for clarity because I knew we were having the meeting, to really clear out the pipes so that we should be good for a while. However, the way he explained it is, much like the other properties, the pipes themselves are getting older and there may be like a connection close to the issue that one of the connecting pipes to the main sewer line that is the wrong shape. So that being said, it sounds like the issue will be coming back. He made it seem like we're good for now, but and to just wait and see what happens. But this is something I just wanted the board to be aware of because it sounds like major construction.
I did talk to him as well today, Colin.
Okay.
And he told me that same thing. He said, listen, as long as you're not getting anything backed up.
Yeah, then we should be good for now.
Continue. Mm-hmm. Because I did ask him, would it be the housing authority or the city?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't think of that.
And so he's going to find that out. Because the further it goes out, it becomes a city issue.
That makes sense. Okay.
So
right. Okay.
We have to wait and see because right now it's still flowing and nothing's backing up.
Yes, no complaints, no more backups for this week.
But hopefully it lasts for a little while, but it starts continuing week after week, then we got to remediate it.
Exactly.
But it could be a city.
Do you remember a year or two ago when the same thing happened and we had to really like dig up floors?
That was at Steiger. I mean, at
CC. Yeah. Did you guys use Jacozy Plumbing at that time? Because I've also been in contact with him, and I think he said that as well.
It was
Frank and Jacozy, I believe.
Yeah, because Frank had – they had to jackhammer floors.
Mm-hmm. Get through
we
the
saw
cement.
The
yep.
pipes.
Correct.
He showed us the pipes. I know I saw it. It was unreal.
Yeah, they're old properties.
It's getting –
the time is ticking on a lot of the –
yeah,
the hardware of these properties.
Yeah, but there was a lot of work in that part.
Yeah.
Paula, do you think that you could set up a meeting with Ramsey's or ask him to join us so that we could talk, as a group?
Definitely. I've been playing phone tag with Ramsey's all week, so it sounds like he's as busy as I am up there, but I'll continue to call him because I still have something to discuss with him, but I'll make sure I'll invite him to our next meeting so he can hear some of the cost
that would be one
issues we're having.
Because there's in the past, there have been monies. He told Danny Soto when Danny was with us that there were monies if we were, low on funds to do projects. And we're at the point now where we really need to start doing projects or we're going to do constant repairs.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's not really effective. So if he would come, that would be great.
I will certainly give a call to him tomorrow and invite him to our next meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. Subsidized housing coordinator's report. Khalid, that's you.
Me again. We are getting through our wait list finally. We've been calling people and showing some units. However, in a shocking twist, we're getting a lot of refusals. So
Oh.
I know. I think the beginning of the list has people who have been waiting for a really long time, so they're kind of
Correct.
settled. And we hope that as we keep going down the list, we will be getting some bites. We did have three move outs this month, which is going in the wrong direction for my
Correct.
vacancy report, but that's neither here nor there. I believe that brings us to 11 vacant units. However, two of them are being taken. They're just not in yet. We're about to sign the leases.
Okay, so that's 9 vacant.
So I've been at 9 since I started. So it's like every time I
I
move
know.
somebody in, somebody moves out. But that's
It does
fine.
sound like we're at the point where we need to open up the wait list.
I was about to bring that up as well. Are any of the commissioners familiar with the procedure of opening up the wait list?
No, I am
Okay.
not. We need
Another
to
that's
continue.
a the other reason why I've been playing phone tag with Ramsey is because I would like him to explain that to me, because we are in the position where we are ready to open it, because we're kind of burning through the wait list a little quickly. So I would like to open that up so we could start building that list back up.
You know what? Maria might be able to help you with
Oh,
that as
Maria might
well.
be able to help.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I'll
Right.
email her tomorrow.
You could get a hold of her, you know that.
Yeah. She's very
Yeah.
helpful in my
I would
chaos over here.
definitely utilize her first.
Good idea. I'll
For
definitely
sure.
do that. And yes, and the turnarounds are going well. We have a lot of the units already. The only ones that need to be finished turnaround are 72 at CC, 70 at CC, excuse me. 72 is one of the ones that's spoken for already. And that's like cabinets that need to be hung, but the cabinets are already ordered.
Okay.
And then what is this? And then I have 7 at Guardiano that needs to be finished. So they've been working pretty hard this past month, which I appreciate. And I think that's all. Let me check my little note here. Hold on. I think that's all I have for my report.
Well, I have
But I
quite a bit
asked you
of
guys if
bad
you know how,
news
yeah,
to report.
I asked if you know how to open the wait list. I'm sorry, Linda, go ahead.
I have a little bit of sad news to report. Jennifer DeRoche came over to see me, and she's actually been hired full time at City Hall.
Oh,
Oh, I know, she's wonderful. So her recommendation is that, we're not staffed enough and that we should have another full time as well as the part time position. So I think it's something that we need to put on for next month. We need to talk about it. She's staying until May 5th. She won't leave until he gets Khalid, in a good position, and we have a plan to replace him. Khalid, I know that our HR person at City Hall sent you a list of Spanish-speaking bilingual folks who can answer the phone, and that's part of what you wanted.
Did
So
she?
maybe that's we can get that person in there if you can look. Jen said she would put her position out on Indeed, and I can talk to Catherine about putting it. We can put it on the city website, and see, because I think really she said to me, Khalid is wonderful and he works very hard. He doesn't have enough help.
Oh, I appreciate her saying that.
She did, and she feels bad, and she really does. But I think it had to do with things that are going on now. Her decision to leave had nothing to do with the position. She loves the position and she was very happy with us. I think it had to do with looking long term at what this federal administration may do.
Yeah, it's very
And that's
true. We talked about it, so
yeah.
it's very sad to see another one of my receptionists and program
Cool.
counselors go, but I get it.
Great fit.
And
So
if you,
anyway.
I'll follow up with the human resource officer at City Hall, but I did email her Wednesday morning asking for that list, and I don't think I received it. I'll check my spam, my junk again, but I'll reach out to her tomorrow as well.
You didn't ever get the initial one she sent?
I didn't.
All right. So you know what? I'll go see her tomorrow morning when I get into work, Colin.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
And no problem, no problem. And any day that Jen's there, you're welcome to run across the street and we can meet together with her.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So is there any discussion, any questions on anything that Khalid said?
No, Khalid, just make sure, no. Let me know when I need to sign that check for the repairs at Lakeview.
Yes, sir. I'm shooting for Monday.
Okay, that's good. That's better.
Okay, good, good.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. Any other questions, discussion? Hearing none, then we're on item number 10, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Loretta. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Question on the motion? Hearing none, we are closed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Me too.